Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather is pleasant across Israel today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll outside. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the weather remains comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in. IDF and Shin Bet have killed a senior Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attacks, who held several hostages captive. Also, Ynet reports from earlier this hour, the IDF has eliminated Adham Ibrahim Shayaban Nasman, linked to the October 7th infiltration from Gaza City. Also, this hour, JNS states, Israel criticizes UNESCO for politicizing cultural heritage and remaining silent on Hezbollah's actions in Lebanon. Separately, Times of Israel reports, Israeli intelligence indicates Iran has moved centrifuges to an underground site at Pickaxe Mountain. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes from earlier today. The IDF has eliminated a commander responsible for the Gaza City Brigade's operations on October 7th. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, citing Washington Post, posted just minutes ago that recent U.S. military strikes in Iran are not significantly affecting Iranian leadership or negotiations. Open source analyst Osin 613, posting just minutes ago, reported another missile launch from Shiraz, Fars province in Iran. Shanaka Anslem Pereira recently posted about central banks' gold holdings, highlighting their increased value and impact on global reserves. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the elimination of a key Hamas commander, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Adham Ibrahim Shayaban Nasman, who played a pivotal role in the October 7th attacks, was targeted due to his involvement in holding hostages. This operation highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle militant networks in Gaza, aiming to enhance regional security. Turning to UNESCO's condemnation, JNS reports that Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has accused UNESCO of ignoring Hezbollah's destruction of Lebanese heritage sites. This criticism comes amid growing tensions over cultural preservation in conflict zones. The implications could strain Israel's relations with international bodies if unresolved. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel discusses Iran's nuclear developments. Intelligence suggests Iran has relocated thousands of centrifuges to the fortified Pickaxe Mountain site. This move raises concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions, potentially complicating diplomatic efforts to curb its nuclear program. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports. Australian real estate tycoons Robert and Ruth Majid have bought a luxury Tel Aviv duplex for $19 million, showcasing their continued support for Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business outlines a significant acquisition. Yashpru Tanufot and Ari Real Estate have purchased a quarter of G-City shares for about 600 million shekels, marking a major investment in Rishon LeZion's Cinema City. And finally, from Ynet Business, a judge has temporarily halted the $81 billion Paramount Warner Brothers merger, with hearings set to assess its impact on competition and consumer choice. This decision could affect global media landscapes, including Israeli interests. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.